You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Expedient, the nation's leading enterprise cloud provider. Get to the cloud faster and cheaper than with big-name cloud providers, and take advantage of white-glove managed services, like disaster recovery that actually works. Ready to learn more? Visit expedient.com/wired. New Zealand declares victory, U.S. cases surge, and the digital divide grows. Here's what you should know. With no current cases, New Zealand's Prime Minister has said she will lift all other COVID-19 restrictions after the last known person has recovered. Large gatherings, sporting events, restaurants, and public transport will all resume normal operations, though quarantine will still be required for incoming travelers. The easing of stay-at-home orders and Memorial Day travel had already led to record amounts of new COVID cases in some states. Then protests broke out nationwide with police tactics that may have turned the events into COVID hotspots. Now, public health experts are worried about what happens as those two forces collide. A global pandemic is forcing tens of millions of people into receiving medical care by phone or video conference, worsening the digital divide that limits access for those without a smartphone or a speedy internet connection. Many doctors can't prescribe medicine without seeing the cause, which forces vulnerable populations to risk an in-person visit or potentially not get care at all. Finally, here's today's one question. What makes an N95 mask different, and should I be wearing one? N95 masks are a disposable face mask that is rated to block out 95% of airborne particles while still allowing the wearer to breathe normally. Though people are strongly encouraged to wear masks outside, N95 masks are medical-grade personal protective equipment and should be left to supply hospital and other emergency workers. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.